And good afternoon, and welcome to today's Norman Sports Side program. As promised, the new head coach and general manager of the OCN Blizzard, Billy Keane, joins us fresh off the tennis court in Winnipeg today. Billy, I know that you're probably feeling pretty good. I imagine the weather in Winnipeg's been pretty nice.
The weather is way better than my tennis game, I can tell you that. I just got my rear end kicked by a buddy of mine, but I enjoy getting out with him and getting a sweat. So it's a great day to be outside, and it's a great day in Winnipeg right now.
You know, the funny thing is, it doesn't seem to matter what the weather's like. We're always talking hockey. Congratulations on your recent appointment as the new head coach and GM of the Blizzard. You've got a lot of experience in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. So I guess the first question I have for you, Billy, how did this all kind of come about? Tell me how you ended up getting the job.
You know, this actually started almost a year to date. As Usman and Salman Dillon, the two owners of the OCN Blizzard, contacted me a year ago. We went through the process last year, and then it just didn't work for a variety of reasons. But then it's, you know, they've had some unsettling times up there. They've had four coaches in 2 years. So they, you know, Usman and Sal, the ownership, just decided they wanted some stability. So they gave me a shot again, reconnected, and we were able to sort it out this year. And I'm looking forward to it there and work with Greg Hunter and as my assistant coach and assistant GM. Nick Rusak is going to be our assistant coach and video guy. Yomar Cruz was a goalie coach last year. I'm looking forward to getting Yomar back. He's busy with his kids, so his time is going to be very limited. Then Chris Menard is our head scout and governor, so I'm looking forward to getting the staff together and getting the kids back up there and getting started.
Now, junior A hockey, at least in Manitoba and Saskatchewan for the most part, community-owned teams, but with your experience with the Winnipeg Blues, you have been able to work with private ownership before, so I guess this won't be new in that sense for you.
No, it won't be, and I get the dollars and cents of junior A. It's a very, very tough business, and that's why they're going to pay to play. You know, for the $4,000 fee, the kids are getting a wonderful development opportunity. They're getting lots of clothing, lots of swag, you know, getting all their equipment, getting all their sticks. So it's still a very, very reasonable amount, you know, for a tremendous junior A experience that might lead to, you know, playing in the Western League or going to college or at the very least become better citizens. So for $4,000, it's a real good investment for any family.
Now, is the entire Manitoba League going to pay to play?
I was out of the meetings last year. I wasn't involved in the league last year, but it's certainly going that direction. We started it 3 years ago with the Blues. We were the first team to really make an inroad with charging a kid. It didn't go very well, I can tell you that. There's a lot of grumpy parents because it was, you know, free the year before kind of thing. So, but it was a tough sell, but it was a sell that had to be done and had to be made. And you know, it's moving right across the country. So it is it's a reality for Junior A.
So let's talk about the Blizzard here. Obviously, it's a team that hasn't made the playoffs for a couple of years, like you mentioned. Haven't had any real consistency in the head coaching spot. What's the first thing for you? I mean, have you contacted the kids on the list? My understanding was that the Blizzard owned a lot of futures and trades. Well, what's the first step for you for rebuilding the program? I mean, you mentioned the coaching stuff, but let's talk player-wise here today.
Sure. I've contacted all the players on our roster, almost. I got a couple more to get the contact today. You know, certainly at the end of the day, I mean, we've got 18 guys eligible to come back. I mean, we had our two 20-year-old goalies, we have six defensemen and nine forwards. But I mean, the reality is that they haven't made the playoffs in 2 years, so I don't want everybody back. But as simple as that. So, you know, we're going to make some changes. Likely, you know, we're probably going to have to make some cultural changes there too. You know, it's you know, the kids got to be making sure that they're very respectful in the community and those are going to be foundations, you know, with us. So certainly, you know, we do like our goaltenders. That was probably if we're dividing the phases into three, you know, the goaltenders, defensemen, and forwards, the strongest phase of our game was likely our goaltenders. So certainly we're gonna look forward to getting our younger guys some more experience. You know, some of the older guys we're gonna talk to and see what direction they want to go. But certainly I like the list a lot. I'm hearing that from a few of my colleagues in the league that, you know, we got some good young guys on the list, and it's just a matter of just making sure that they know they're coming up north to get into a good program and get into a good developmental environment, and that's that's going to be the sell that I'll have to make.
Well, and the one advantage you have, too, and not to take anything away from Winnipeg, but with a place like OCN, you can really get the whole community behind the team and make it a community team a little bit tougher in a market like Winnipeg.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the bottom line is, too, if the team's lousy, you know, it's tough to sell. So, you know, we got to be better. And I can assure you that the structure is going to be different. You know, there's going to be some improvement in the on-ice preparation with the guys. That's just, again, no disrespect to who's been there in the past, but, you know, and I'm 57 now, and I've been doing this for a while. So I wasn't as good in my 30s as I am today. So having said that, I'm not Scotty Bowman either. But, you know, we're going to be organized. We're going to work hard. Nobody's going to outwork us. So those are some of the foundations that I'm sure our kids will see that kind of structure and hopefully buy into.
Well, and like you said, if you can have some success, especially out of the gate, you get people excited and enthusiastic. And let's face it, if the GLMC is going, that's a pretty tough place to win a hockey game for the opposition.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I don't know if you recall those days back in the glory years with the OCN Blizzard, but I was in the league back then too, and it was a scary place to play. And they were a championship team, a dominant team. The place was absolutely packed. You know, it was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses blaring like crazy. And I can tell you, our teams are scared to play up there. So
I'm sure.
We want to get that culture back. And obviously the game has changed. There's not as much fighting as there used to be, but certainly playing hard and playing smart and playing with energy and enthusiasm and passion are things that can still be staples with, you know, that's what's carried over from those championship teams, hopefully the teams that we're going to be providing in the future.
Well, and like you said, the game has changed. It's really gone to speed and skill. But like you said, and I do remember, I don't think it mattered who went in there. You were definitely, especially when you're waiting, even during the warm-ups, the fans there really let the opposition know that they're ready for a big battle.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that, that during that time, the OCN flu was pretty common throughout the matchup with Junior Hockey League, where, you know, the players were suddenly starting to get together, you know, coughing and getting sick. And, you know, it's ironic we're talking about it in the state we're in right now, but, you know, the OCN flu was pretty rampant through the MJHL at that time because they were so dominant and so tough and so physical. You know, a lot of players didn't want to make the bus trip up there. So we certainly want to, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, it's a tough place to play, and then they know they're going to come in for battle every time they come into the Gordon Lakes Arena.
And again, Billy, like I said earlier in the interview, I think for me, at least following the league, if you can get off to a good start, that's going to be a big, big key for your organization.
100%. And then, you know, the way the schedule has worked, with COVID, they had to modify the schedule creation, where I think the league actually did it. But it wasn't the usual manual board meeting that we've done in the past. So, you know, all the facilities went into to the league, and they did it on their own. It's been, there's numerous homestands early that we're going to have to take advantage of to get ourselves off to a good start. So we got a couple lengthy homestands, you know, to start the season. So we're definitely going to have to focus on those and get ourselves off to a good start.
And quickly, Billy, well, you did bring it up. I guess it is a factor, COVID-19. Obviously, nobody's really known what it's like to go through this before. How's that impacted what you want to do with this team?
Well, I mean, BC came out with their protocols and their return-to-play policy, which was very interesting. And as you know, BC is going to be basically charging the kids $1,500 a month for skill work and small area games internally, only for September, October, November, and December 1st, they're going to start their, their regular season. So I found that very interesting. That's BC. That's not, not Manitoba, where COVID is very different in BC than it is in Manitoba.
Right.
But I expect Hockey Manitoba to come out with their return-to-play policies right away here, and then that'll pretty much, that'll dictate kind of, what we're going to be able to do here.
Now, is there, obviously you talked to a lot of people, Billy, like you mentioned, you've had connections, you've been around the league for a long time. Is there any, is there reason to believe that without, that the season will start in September, or is there still some question and doubt about that?
Oh, I think there is. I think there is some doubt about it. So it's, because nothing's been said, we're doing the MJHL prospect camps this weekend,
Yeah.
So it's full steam ahead, but it's going to be modified. Like, the private sector is running camps right now, so that's why they let the NJHL run his prospect camp. Like, the private sector is running camps here in Winnipeg, you know, throughout, you know, probably three or four different facilities here in Winnipeg. So the prospect camp is no different than a, you know, a private sector camp, and it's basically identical. So, but it is going to be in a modified version. There's going to be, you know, it's as I understand it, it's going to be small area games, you know, limited guys on the bench, limited guys in the room. So that there's going to be some, you know, some COVID, you know, restrictions that'll be, you know, kind of staples in this NJHL prospect camp this weekend. So it's still a possibility that we don't start on time, and we may in fact follow BC's lead and start with skills only for the you know, a group of 25 kids to 30 kids that you bring in at the start of the year, and then. And then start regular season, you know, when things start becoming a little bit better, hopefully a little bit later in the year.
Be very, very interesting. One thing's for sure, it's the OCM Blizzard's 25th anniversary season, and I know they look forward to getting back in the playoffs and certainly having an experienced coach back behind the bench. Billy, again, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it. Congratulations again on the appointment. I wish you the best of luck and look forward to catching up with you various times throughout, hopefully, a hockey season starting very soon.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I got to tell you, I was actually born in Flin Flon.
Really?
My dad was a social worker up there, and so I was born up there. And then, at like 2 years old, he moved down to Winnipeg to take another job in corrections. It's Correctional Service Canada, but I've never seen it. So I'm looking forward to getting up there and seeing Flin Flon.
Well, we should play you twice in the is there going to be preseason games, Billy?
Well, it's up in the air.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're planning on it, but I suggest it's not a guarantee.
Well, hopefully everything comes together. And again, thanks for your time today, Billy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. All the best luck.